Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
It's Wednesday, January 30th, and it's time for my daily rants and raves. This is Gary K, and of course, this is my almost daily rants and raves, coming to you live from the ISE show in Amsterdam, the Integrated Systems Europe show. As with all Rave Radio podcasts, this podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Electronics. You can check them out at MitsubishiElectronics.com. Today, I want to talk to you about my day two, top three things I saw in day two. Yesterday's podcast, you can check it out, was all about my top three things I saw in day one. So for day two, I'm going to tell you about three things I think are really cool. First of all, I think I may have found the best new rental product here at the show. Sennheiser introduced and launched a brand new product called the LSP 500 Pro. A lot of words, a lot of letters, but here's what it is basically. It is a self-powered amplified speaker system, just like all the ones that Sennheiser and all those other manufacturers make, except in this case, it is not only battery-operated, yes, battery-operated, but it is Wi-Fi-enabled, Bluetooth-enabled, and has the ability to has three rack slots in it for small pieces of gear, like for two mic receivers or one mic receiver, one transmitter. And the cool thing about this is one of the speakers becomes a master and the rest of them run off the master. So you plug all your sources into the master wirelessly. So you can run an audio from an iPad, audio from whatever audio source you have, and have it sent out Bluetooth. You can have audio sent any way you want. Of course, you can hardwire it in there, but it is a wireless receiver, and of course, wireless mic receiver could be installed in it. Then what happens is, through Wi-Fi, you can send the output from this first speaker to up to 20 additional speakers, all connected wirelessly. Again, all those 21 speakers now would be connected completely wirelessly, in fact, without any power whatsoever. It's a really cool product. I think it's going to be the hot rental product here. Huge crowds at this booth looking at this product. Sennheiser's LSP 500 Pro. You can check it out on our website, and you can check it out on their website. Second thing I saw that I think you need to know about was transparent LCDs are here. Transparent LCDs originally started out sort of as a fun little game kind of thing, and of course we saw them back in the Minority days, Minority Report days. They were all over that movie. But now they're actually here. In fact, I shot a number of videos with transparent LCD technology where basically they are using them in digital signage retail applications. So you have the actual physical product sitting behind a window, but in front of the window you have dynamic content changing. So if you can imagine one day having a storefront where the entire glass from the storefront is a giant transparent LCD, that storefront can change with dynamic content, and behind the storefront can be the products that they're actually talking about with the specs changing dynamically. The third thing I want to talk to you about that I thought was really cool is in the LED section of the ISE show here in Amsterdam, I saw a number of manufacturers, a handful of manufacturers, showing LED lights being used for design purposes, not for large screen imaging, but in fact for design. I shot a bunch of pictures of them, tweeted out those pictures, but also shot a couple of videos about it. So if you want to check all these products out, you can check them out at RaveNowISE.com. That's at www.RaveNowISE.com. This is Gary K with my daily rants and raves, and I'll check in tomorrow from live from Amsterdam on day three. Thanks for listening.